Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. A lot of people, when they're using ChatGPT, are also using it in conjunction with other tools like image creators or audio creators. And so today I wanted to talk about one of those, which is image creation, and talk a little bit about how AI art generation is going to disrupt art. Now, as we know, the creators of ChatGPT, OpenAI, they also have art generator called DALL-E 2, among a couple other ones. And there's a lot of other popular ones on the market like Midjourney. So a lot of people are talking about how those AI art generators, image generators are going to disrupt art. And so that is what we're going to talk about on the podcast today. I guess the first thing to really bring up is that art has been a super big part of human civilization for centuries, right? You're looking at like the earliest cave drawings, and then that's all the way up to today's modern day art installations that you see around big cities. One that's like that I love is in Chicago. You have that big, I don't know what it's called, the Bean, that big giant shiny metal thing outside, right? It really kind of helps to people express themselves. It helps to give like our cities and our places expression and kind of like, I don't know, some creative elements to them that I think are really positive. So that is getting a lot of people worried about AI art and how it's going to take over everything. And so that's what we're going to talk about today on the podcast. So AI art generation, also known as generative art, I guess that's kind of like more of the technical term for it. It involves the use of algorithms and machine learning to create art. So unlike traditional art, which is created by human artists, obviously generative art is created by machines. While this might seem like a novelty, AI art generation really has a potential to completely disrupt the art world from the way art is created, to how it's sold and valued. One of the most significant impacts of art generated by AI, in my opinion, on the traditional is like really on the traditional roles of artists. So with AI capable of creating original artwork, there is the potential for AI generated art to replace human artists. Now, that may seem far-fetched, but like if you really think about it and you look at the advancements in these models, it really is able to replicate and to recreate and to create its own ideas in a lot of different areas. Originally, what's interesting to me, originally when AI, generative AI was kind of coming to the forefront, a lot of people said like, okay, this is going to be massive for math and for accounting and for those kinds of things. But they're like, but it's never going to be, you know, the creativity of an artist or and it's never going to be able to write a Mozart song. And what's crazy is I think one of the first areas that AI really started to disrupt, even before ChatGPT came around, was art itself and was image generation and was all these kind of creative outlets. And I was even using, you know, I was getting AI music created 4 or 5 years ago on different, using that for different models. So it is pretty crazy the way that it has kind of done that, and sort of this fusion of human creativity and machine learning, I really think has the potential to push the boundaries of art and create entirely new forms of expression. In addition to affecting the role of artists, AI art generation is also impacting the art market. The traditional model of selling art through galleries and auction houses and whatnot has become less relevant, I would say, as a lot of this new art is becoming more widespread. So as AI-generated art is not created by human artists, it doesn't have the same level of cultural and historical significance as traditional art. And I would say that that means that the value of AI-generated art might be determined more by its popularity and perceived uniqueness rather than its artistic merit. And we're actually seeing that specifically with things like NFTs. That's been a pretty big area that's completely disrupting the art world. And that a lot of that is AI generated art. Like, it's very easy for people to create AI generated art, turn it into NFTs. And, you know, we've seen some massive headlines with NFTs being created by artists like Beeple, who sold one of his for $69 million. So, you know, it is pretty big there. Another industry that is likely to be impacted by AI art generation, I think, is the fashion industry. Fashion designers can use AI algorithms essentially to create unique prints and patterns for their collections, and also even for unique clothing design ideas. Something that I think is really interesting is I've used AI art generators like Midjourney to completely design a website for me. I give it some stipulations, give it some ideas, talk about my products and my color schemes, and it can create a whole thing. And is it like a perfect website? No, like I gotta go take it and get someone to use it, but it's really powerful for getting some original ideas right off the bat. Another area that I think AI generated content is going to really revolutionize in art is in the film industry. So I've actually heard of a handful of people that have been writing scripts in Hollywood. And, you know, when they go and pitch their script in Hollywood, it costs a lot of money to get an artist to create all the content that follows along. But they can pretty much just create an outline of the movie. They have some of their scripts. They can go and get Midjourney to generate images of what specific actors or actresses would look like in specific scenes. They can get the background right. They can get like a lot of the details right. And so for very cheap and very quickly, they're able to kind of bring their ideas to life using this AI generated art, and then go on to create some amazing films. So I've actually heard of people in the film industry doing that right now. I think it also has the impact to really it has the potential to impact kind of the wider cultural landscape. With the ability to create original artworks quick and cheap, AI-generated art may become more accessible to people who would not otherwise have access to this art. So this could lead to kind of like a democratization of art, where more people are able to appreciate and engage with art. Something interesting to note is websites like Adobe's, I think it's Shutterstock, I'll have to fact check that, but Adobe's art or Adobe's image selling website, they recently said that they do allow AI generated art, but you have to say, you have to list the prompt you use to create it, and you're not allowed to use prompts that specifically mention another artist's name. So you couldn't create a piece of art that's like a dog flying to the moon in the style of Vincent Van Gogh, because Vincent Van Gogh is obviously a person. You're kind of infringing on their copyright because these AI models would have been trained on his artwork as well. So I think that that's kind of the solution that a lot of people are worried about, this AI generated content, you know, stealing from artists or whatnot. I think that will be a big area where, as long as you're not mentioning artists by name, you can create things with it and still use them. But it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. All in all, in conclusion, I'm pretty sure with the incredible ways that this AI generated art is coming to the forefront, this thing is going to completely revolutionize a lot of different industries, from film to all sorts of graphic design and other areas, and just overall art in general. So I'm excited to see how this plays out, and excited to see some of the innovations being made in this space. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.